That looks to me, notwithstanding the denial, that looks to me like sabotage from within.
It's a very fair assessment, and there is no director of national intelligence because he hasn't been confirmed yet.
Ah.
And the prior director of national intelligence, General Clapper, the one that lied under oath, he's in retirement. So the DNI is being run by whoever is the senior most person there, sort of like the Justice Department was before Jeff Sessions was there. But this is a really, really serious problem. And it comes from something that I've been complaining about for years, which is spying on everybody all the time. Because the spies now who spy on generals in the Pentagon and justices in the Supreme Court and the president in the White House have the ability, with legal immunity, because they know how to do this without getting caught, to leak what they have in order to embarrass who they want to embarrass, whether it's President Donald Trump because they say they don't trust him, or whether it's General Flynn because he's an ex-spy who knows too much about them.
Judge, this is outrageous.
It is. And I can tell you from sources with whom I've spoken, the Wall Street Journal headline is absolutely true. There are people in the intelligence community who will withhold information from the President of the United States of America in order to influence his exercise of judgment.
Is it illegal?
It absolutely
is
illegal. They work for him. He is their boss. If they don't like him or they don't trust him, they should quit and go public and let the American public decide.